The Honolulu City Council has approved one of the strictest plastic bans in the country. It closes loopholes on our plastic bag ban and bans plastic food utensils and styrofoam containers. The council voted 7-2 following 2 hours of in-person testimony before the full council, and that's not including thousands of pages of testimony, celebrity endorsements on social media, and national attention on the bill. Bill 40 now goes to Mayor Kirk Caldwell for review, and if signed into law, the plastic ban would be phased in January 1st, 2021, with the full rollout starting in 2022. Councilman Joey Monahan introduced the original bill, and while environmentalists championed the bill, businesses said the bill's language was vague and could ban favorite local foods from supermarket shelves, like plastic wrap Spam musubis, jars of kimchi, and takeout bentos. The final floor draft of the bill addressed these issues, but there were still concerns. Ari Potts, the original sales and marketing manager for Sustainable Island Products, was in support of the bill. And during his testimony, he brought several alternate food products, such as biodegradable utensils, paper straws, and compostable clamshells.
The product list goes on and on. These products are here. I've been representing these products in this state for over 10 years, and not a single client has gone out of business switching to these products. In fact, some clients have opened their doors beginning with the use of these products. These products work, they are available, and they are affordable.
And Joy Gold of K. Yamada Distributors, which sells food container products to restaurants and food businesses, opposed the bill. The company sells plastic containers as well as alternatives. She expressed some concern about a recent PLA shortage, which is the bioplastic used to make sustainable products.
You've heard from two representatives from distributors of compostable products saying that there is no shortage, plenty of material to distribute. KYD is also a distributor of alternative products. And in our testimony, we offer you the experience that KYD is going through with its customers. And I really think fact-finding is needed about what happens. Do we actually have a shortage? Will it increase as this ban goes through? And contrary to what was said, World Centric gave alert on August 5th, 2019, of the PLA shortage and increased costs because demand exceeds supply. So short shipping is an issue right now. Oahu cannot compete because our market is so small. So what happens when restaurants, when consumers do not have the acceptable products? That is something that's going to be an issue.
And Natalie Owasa rode her bike to the council meeting. She hangs her clothes outside to dry and used cloth diapers with her children. But she testified against Bill 40.
I totally am for the environment, but I am really concerned about this bill because good policy is simple and easy to understand, and I don't think this bill is. I'm also a CPA. I've worked with small businesses for about 25 years. I know there are some small businesses that will struggle with this. Granted, there are some that cater to environmental conscious customers. They will probably have a good time, but other businesses are going to struggle. And my other concern with this is that we are going to see some unintended consequences from this. You know, it's nice to think that we will clean our straws and that we will clean our bags, but I don't know very many people who do that.
Jimmy Chan is the owner of Hawaiian Chip Company in Kalihi, which manufactures sweet potato and taro chips, sauces, and dips. He's also the president of the trade group, Hawaii Food Manufacturers Association. Chan opposed the bill, and he spoke with our producer, Jason Ubai, this morning.
My reaction is just being disappointed. I really was hoping that we wouldn't be, raising costs for businesses and consumers, you know, unnecessarily. And it's definitely disappointing, but I think at this point, just kind of look forward to working with City Council on the administrative rules and just making sure everything's defined clearly so that we, as much as possible, avoid the unintended consequences that the industry kind of fears may pop up. You know, I think in terms of having availability of enough alternative supply, you know, that's been put into question. And then even just minimizing impact for local businesses, on both the restaurant side, the food industry side, and then even local suppliers, just making sure that they're still able to supply if those exemptions are granted for businesses to use various materials. So, you know, we just want to make sure that the supply chain is not disrupted.
Business in particular, how do you think this will affect the UC coming from this bill?
Yeah, so, you know, our manufacturing side is probably going to be okay. However, we do have a retail business. The cost of our bags to put products in, you know, our chips made to order, that's going to definitely change even some of our processes. You know, so we sell dip that fits under the prepackaged food label because we have them sitting in a cooler or in a refrigerator. And then when customers come, they grab the dips and it qualifies and it's exempt under the prepackaged food category. But then if we're out of dip and a customer orders it, there seems to be some confusion on whether or not we can go ahead and make that for them to take with them. Does that become a prepared food at that point? So, you know, it's just getting through those kind of definitions that will impact us. And, you know, because, again, I think that that's a container that would probably have to fall under an exemption because I'm still looking for alternative containers to hold the dip. But, again, it sounds like they want to work through those details. And, you know, we'll just do the best we can to voice concerns. And we appreciate all the efforts that have been made to make sure that the prepackaged foods are safe at this point.
One last question. I know a lot of the testifiers yesterday were in support, and a lot of them were saying, you know, some businesses just need to move on or, you know, just looking more towards the future. What do you have to say to them? What's your response to those kind of criticisms?
You know, I appreciate the passion that they bring to this argument, but one of the things they got to take into account is consideration is that not all businesses are the same. I mean, we exist because we're different. We have unique products. Those products have different packaging demands. We also service different demographics of clients and customers. So some can afford to pass on cost an extra dollar per meal unit or whatever it is, and some are going to be really tough because they service a much more cost-conscious consumer. You know, I think those are things that should be taken into account, and including the materials needed to harbor some of this food safely and effectively. It varies from food to food, like cold items versus very hot, soupy items. It's going to have different needs.
Jimmy Chan, owner of the Hawaiian Chip Company and president of the Hawaii Food Manufacturers Association, he was speaking about the effects that Bill 40 might pose on small businesses.